Well, a warming trend is well underway now, and big temperature swings yet again this week, though. Today, we'll top out very near 80 inland. It'll stay in the round 70 to the low 70s at the beaches through about 2 in the afternoon, and then temperatures will drop into the 60s with a pretty sharp sea breeze down into the 50s tonight, so we'll continue the warmer temperatures at night. And then we'll peak with tomorrow's warm temperatures this week, 80 to 85 tomorrow. And with a good deal of the day with an offshore wind, even the beaches will make a run toward 80 degrees tomorrow. So a very warm Wednesday, but a sharp cold front will drop across the area tomorrow night. Won't be much rain with it, though a brief sprinkle or shower will be possible, and then with onshore flow, there may be a shower or two during the day on Thursday. But with plenty of cloud cover and winds off the cool Atlantic, temperatures Thursday don't get out of the 60s. So yeah, it's a 20 degree plus temperature drop from tomorrow afternoon to Thursday afternoon. So it's a sharp cold front, but it's not going to be around for long. We start to go back to an east to southeasterly wind by Friday and Saturday, and that brings milder temperatures back, along with a few showers because of that persistent wind off the Atlantic. But highs Friday and Saturday will still reach the mid-70s. So it's not the kind of cold that stays around for long, and we won't be dropping off much at night. So it's a sharp cold front, but not around for it's a typical late winter, early spring front, cold front for Jacksonville to northeastern Florida. Just not a whole lot of oomph beyond a day or two. And we do, of course, have the Gate River run Saturday morning. Looks okay, and by okay, I mean we could have a sprinkle or a shower. There'll be a southeasterly breeze about 10 miles per hour, which isn't too bad. Temperatures might be a little warmer than some runners would like. We'll be in the 50s in the morning, and by late morning, temperatures at least well into the 60s. There's going to be a little humidity to go along with that. But overall, it's certainly acceptable for Saturday morning. We'll continue to update you, of course, as we go through the week. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.